into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
It's here. We finally know what's happening. Project Luminous has been announced as to what it is. It's been a mystery for how many months now? Six?
No, 10?
Not that long. Oh, wait, when was
Celebration? Was April last year.
Oh my god, seriously, wow.
So almost You're 10 right. months.
Almost 10 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just want to give slow clap to all of the people involved in Project Luminous for not actually spoiling what it was. Now, granted, there were some rumors in the last couple of weeks. There's been rumors as to what Project Luminous was going to be, but I think everybody involved in it did a very good job of keeping the secret. And I know it was hard because Kavan kept on saying that he really wanted to talk about it.
And now we know why.
And now we know why. Project Luminous is now known as Star Wars The High Republic.
Which sounds very cool.
This is, as we already knew, it's spanning both comics and books, though we now know that it's actually going to go over more media than was originally announced.
We know that what was announced is phase one.
Yeah, but they've added some more to it.
Oh, like, did they?
Yeah, Viz Media has been added.
Oh, nice.
And B&M Books and Dorling Kinserly Insight Editions, Abram Books, which I think are all new from the last time we talked about it.
Okay, yeah, probably.
On February 24th, it was announced that it was going to be Star Wars High Republic, and this is going to be set several hundred years before the Skywalker saga.
I am so glad.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about it, and I know, I think it was on the panel we were on at Galley, that someone had mentioned that their wish for Star Wars was that we got something set in the future, like far in the future.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually really relieved that they're doing the opposite of that, because if you set it far in the future, then that still leaves open the question as to, oh, well, are Rey and Finn's descendants there? Like, what happened to all of these people? But if you take it back earlier, then it's like we can't concern ourselves with anything to do with the Skywalker saga because just nobody's around. Okay, I take
are
that
you
back.
Sure?
There are two people who are around. There's Yoda and Chewbacca. Possibly a couple others, but
this might predate Chewbacca. Might. Depends
possibly.
On exactly how far in the past it is.
Yeah, I've heard, I think 200 years was, I think I heard. We could maybe see, like, baby Chewie.
Yeah, it would be baby Chewie.
I know, considering how they've been doing with baby Yoda, they might want to bring in baby Chewie.
I'd be okay with that, actually. No, but I have said on multiple panels that what I really wanted from Star Wars was something outside the, you know, 60 years that we've spent the past 40 years in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, oh, I'm so happy we're finally getting it.
Yeah, and this isn't quite Knights of the Old Republic, but it's, like, basically Knights of the Old Republic.
It's new canon Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, there's always a little truth in legends.
Yes, yes, yes. And we've already gotten some concept art of different Jedi characters. Mm-hmm. It looks like there's, to start with, there's going to be a lot of focus on the Jedi. Though they have said that we will be meeting, like, High Republic bounty hunters. Basically all of the, you know, all of the gang. But to start with, there's a lot of focus on the Jedi. So far, we've had a couple of things, like, officially announced, like, with art and stuff. unsurprisingly, they're going to be doing a Star Wars The High Republic comic series. Well, there's two comic series.
There's the Marvel series and the Adventures, the IDW one.
Yeah, there's Star Wars The High Republic, and then there's Star Wars The High Republic Adventures. So The High Republic Adventures is going to be written by Daniel Jose Older. The High Republic series is going to be written by Kevin Scott, which I'm actually a bit surprised by, because Kevin does a lot of work for Star Wars Adventures. So,
and I don't know if Daniel Jose Older has written comics. I'd have to check that. I know his Star Wars stuff from novels. It was one of the solo books.
He wrote Last Shot.
Yeah, one of the solo books.
From what I can see, has not worked on any of the comics yet. He was in From a Certain Point of View. He wrote Last Shot, and that's kind of it so far. But I think if I remember when I looked at his, like, Wikipedia, he's done comics, but just not for Star Wars.
Okay, I didn't realize he had done any, so now you have me curious what he's done. I'll have to look that up later.
At least I'm fairly sure he has. I mean, I might be off. I don't know. Anyways, they like him. They're going to do it. And I'm looking forward to it. I like his work. I like Kevin Scott's work. I think this is the first time he's worked for, like, Marvel, though. I mean, doing the Star Wars stuff.
Star Wars stuff, yeah.
Yeah, for the Star Wars stuff, he's mostly been doing the IDW. Mm-hmm. And for the novels that have been announced, Charles Soule is doing a novel.
He's doing the big main novel. Yeah. Coming out probably during Celebration, by the way. Yes, early again, please.
Yeah, Yeah, it's coming out August 25th.
For anyone who doesn't have a clue what we're talking about. At Celebration last year, we waited in line for 4 hours Thursday morning to get Master and Apprentice early. And I now have every intention of doing that again this year. But for I forgot what it was called.
It's called Light of the Jedi.
Light of the Jedi. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, and it has a... this website has the actual time. It's going to be set 232 years before the Battle of Yavin.
Okay.
So that gives us more of a timeline. So yeah, I guess we are before baby Chewbacca is a possibility, but we don't know how long the High Republic is going to be going on for, or if everything is going to be set during the same, like how much they're going to be bouncing around.
But also there's a Wookiee Jedi on the art. Maybe there it's Chewie's parent. See, I told you, Star Wars fans could tie everything back to the Skywalker saga.
Of course. Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess not canonically anymore, but in Legends, Chewie did have Force sensitivity in his family.
Yeah.
Because his nephew was a Jedi. And then we've also got Justina Ireland is doing A Test of Courage, which is a junior novel.
Cool.
And Claudia Gray is doing a young adult novel called Into the Dark. And those will, the first one is the Charles Soule book. And then Justina Ireland's book is coming out September 8th. And okay. Claudia Gray's.
Ooh, birthday present.
And Claudia Gray's is coming out October
13th. Oh, I wonder if that one's New York Comic Con.
Ooh.
Ooh. Dang, I might be doing this whole book thing two cons in a row. Yeah. Because...
yeah, getting the exclusive, the con exclusive versions. So we do have summaries of some of the books. Mm-hmm. So for Light of the Jedi, it's 200 years before the events of Star Wars The Phantom Menace. In the era of the glorious High Republic, the noble and wise Jedi Knights must face a frightening threat to themselves, the galaxy, and the Force itself. For A Test of Courage, it's when a transport ship is abruptly kicked out of hyperspace as part of a galaxy-wide disaster, newly minted teen Jedi Vernestra Rao, a young Padawan, an audacious tech kid, and the son of an ambassador are stranded on a jungle moon where they must work together to survive both the dangerous terrain and a hidden danger lurking in the shadows.
Cool.
And into the dark, as Padawan Wreath Silas is being sent from the cosmopolitan galactic capital of Coruscant to the undeveloped frontier, and he couldn't be less happy about it. He'd rather stay at the Jedi Temple studying the archives, but when the ship he's traveling on is knocked out of hyperspace in a galactic-wide disaster, Wreath finds himself at the center of the action. The Jedi and their traveling companions find refuge on what appears to be an abandoned space station, but then strange things start happening, leading the Jedi to investigate the truth behind the mysterious station and the truth that could end in tragedy.
I'm intrigued.
I think all three of these sound interesting. We don't know anything about the comic series yet. We just have some concept art for them. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm looking forward to this. Like we've said, like I'm interested in seeing something not in that 60-year span.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the Jedi as they were described in Phantom Menace that we never saw.
Yeah, because by the time of the Phantom Menace, they were already kind of corrupted by
themselves.
Yeah,
really.
So
yeah.
This is the Jedi as what Obi-Wan says in A New Hope. It's mm-hmm. like, for 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of the Old Republic.
Let's see him do it.
Yeah. And I'm definitely interested in seeing the way the galaxy is different, because it does sound, from what I've heard, that they're going to actually, you know, have the tech in the universe be different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it has to be.
Which would make sense.
200 years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, technology changes.
Yeah, and even from what we've seen in some of the concept art, like, some of the masks and stuff does seem to be, like, a little bulkier mm-hmm. Than what we've seen before. So I'm very yep. interested in that.
I'm looking at the concept art of the Phil Noto concept art. Is that a Lothwolf?
That is entirely a Lothwolf.
Now all I want to know is why there's a Lothwolf in the High Republic. Please tell me it's a Jedi.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Okay, sorry, I just looked at the picture. And it cracked my brain a bit.
Yeah, this artwork is pretty incredible. Just like seeing like the different types of lightsabers they have.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking at.
Gone is the, you know, sea of blue and green. Like, there's so many different colors in this. There's so many yep. different types of lightsabers. We've got the double-ended light staff. The thing is with this, there's a two-bladed lightsaber, but I don't think it's not the hinged one.
No, it looks like it just has two really thin lightsaber blades.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it looks like we've got some teeth going on some of these hilts.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary blades, where, you know, not like yep. lightsaber blades, but like physical blades, like
mm-hmm.
I'm interested in this. I really like the one, the purple one. I mean, like, and it's not because it's the purple one, but the hilt on it, where it kind of looks like there's almost like this claw around, like the,
yes,
but also I like it because it's purple and everybody knows that, you know, purple lightsabers are my thing.
Really, I never noticed.
Okay, but so we know that this is just the first introduction into the High Republic. This is going to be, like, the big thing that is coming to Star Wars, I think. Basically, Project Luminous is, I think, probably going to be what they're focusing on for the next little while. So we're going to be wrapping up the Clone Wars. And, you know, because they've only, what's it, 12 episodes? 9?
12.
How many? 12? Okay, I thought it was 12.
Three arcs of four.
So, that's not going to last terribly long. That's going to be well done before High Republic actually launches. Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be another
animated
series. There has been rumors that it's going to, as we've talked about previously, there's rumors of it being a Rebels continuation, but that might just be wishful thinking. But there's a bunch of other companies that have, you know, are announced just to be part of Project Luminous, mm-hmm. that have not announced actually like what anything that's going to be done. I assume with Viz being involved in it, they're going to be doing some sort of manga thing.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't recognize most of these extra publishers, so.
Well, I'm a former otaku, so okay. Yeah. I definitely know what Viz Media does. Now, they have had previous Star Wars manga, but I think most of them have been adaptations of novels. They did, like, Lost Stars.
Okay. Right.
And a couple of other ones that I can't remember off the top of my head. But I could entirely see Claudia Gray's novel being turned into a manga, mm-hmm. because they've done it several times before.
Right.
Or it could be something completely new. Do we think that the High Republic is going to spread even further than this? Are we going to get High Republic movies, TV shows, video games?
Probably. I would like to see a video game. Mostly because I'm not a gamer. I've said that a lot. But KOTOR is almost my entire gaming experience, and I would love for there to be something else along those lines.
Something that's a little less 90s than KOTOR.
I love KOTOR.
I'm not saying that I mean, there's nothing wrong with KOTOR, but it is
that sort of gaming mechanic. Because, you know, what I play is on a computer. I don't want to deal with other people. I don't want to have to download new stuff every 10 minutes. And
unfortunately, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that, because the gaming experience is not like that anymore.
I know, and that's what stopped me from playing The Old Republic, because I tried. So I'm really hoping that there's, you know, a spiritual successor to KOTOR, but now you've burst that bubble.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know. I don't work for Lucasfilm or,
I know. You know,
whoever comes out with. I guess it's EA that comes out with the games for Star Wars.
Yeah, I think so. But that's what I'm hoping. I'm sure I won't get it, but I can dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think there's one of the nice things of this being an era that they're covering is that there's really no limit as to what they can do. It's like if they had said, like, we had thought that, you know, oh, maybe it's going to be from a certain point of view for Empire, then that would have just been a book. Maybe they would have been able to spread it over a couple of more things. But I mean, like, even with the Skywalker saga, like, the Skywalker saga is so focused on that one family. Mm-hmm. But with High Republic, it's like,
it's all new.
It's, yeah, we can cover just freaking anything. Like, there, it does seem like, to start with, there's a lot of focus on the Jedi, but that's not to say it's going to stay that way.
Right.
The Jedi are just, I think, the easiest way to intro people to things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, because what do you think of when you think Star Wars? Lightsabers. Jedi.
Yeah.
X-Wings. No, wait, probably that's just me.
Probably too early for X-Wings.
I know. Had to say it, though.
Okay, so other than X-Wings, if there was one element that you would like to see in this, what is it?
Ooh. Less of a separation between light and dark.
Ooh.
Not necessarily... I don't like Grey Jedi, but less... But something along those lines...
Yeah.
Where you don't immediately think using the dark side makes you evil.
So, I think what I would like to see is more of the spirituality of the Jedi. Because I think that this is an era in which the Jedi are more of those monk... Rather than in the Phantom, the end of the prequel era, where they're kind of like Swiss Army knives of, you know,
yep.
they're guardians, they're ambassadors, they do all this different kind of stuff. I kind of would just like to see them be like, yeah, we
communing with the force. Yep.
Basically, I just want really crunchy granola Jedi.
All right, you can have your crunchy granola Jedi while I've got my light dark mashup of weird Jedi shit.
And I mean, they can even kind of go together.
Yeah, they really could.
Oh, do you know what? I mean, I know said one element, but I'd like to see the Guardians of the Wills actually having something to guardian.
Oh, that'd be interesting. All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff that I think that they can cover. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to this a lot.
Very much so.
Yeah. And we'll definitely be reviewing this stuff when it comes out, especially if we're going to be getting Charles Soule's book at Star Wars Celebration, which I'm sure we will.
Every intention of.
Yeah. Well, we know how to do it now because we did it once. So
get there at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're looking forward to with Star Wars High Republic. You can contact us on Twitter at SW Trash Podcast, or you can contact me personally at MC Frotus.
I am on Twitter at Murnell.
You can also find us on YouTube, Tumblr, and Facebook at the Trash Compactor. And please support us on Patreon. We are actually putting out exclusive content now. We've just released our Kenobi episode where we talk about our wants for the Kenobi series. When you're hearing this, for the next week, we're going to be having a special offer where if you support us on Patreon, you shall get a special Trash Compactor button designed by yours truly. So I think that's about it for this episode. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.